Hey, all you mob out there, it's your boy Gray. I'm here on Ballin' Out, NITV's very first podcast. We're going to be talking about what you are all about, NBA, NBL, and all things black fellas love. I'm a digital producer in the NITV online team, and I'm joined by co-host Daniel Gallagher.
Hey, I am NITV's managing digital producer.
Sure.
I forgot my title.
You sure?
Yeah, so Gray, before we move on,
yep,
let's talk about your team. Who's your team?
My team, the great Los Angeles Lakers. I'll say it with pride. I was going to call them Showtime because they've been showing up recently, but I'm going to leave that in the 80s, you know. But yeah, who's your team?
Don't worry about it.
No. Who's your team, bro?
Oh, who's your team, bro?
Come on, bro. Say it. I'm proud of my team.
It's New Orleans Pelicans.
Since when? When was the draft? When was the draft?
That's when
Dan started following the New Orleans Pelicans.
That is not true. That is not true. They've always been my team. Just because I went for the Raptors. This is not
you followed
good.
Kawhi there, eh?
I do not follow Kawhi.
So you were a Raptors fan last year.
Yes, he was.
Well, no, for many years. But then they're not going to win another championship. Let's be honest, they're one team wonder.
Does that sound like a bandwagon fan
that
to me?
Not a bandwagon.
Yeah,
that's not bandwagon.
Yeah,
like, that is not bandwagon.
You were a fan for the 1 year that they won.
Yeah, no, exactly. Not just 1 year. Exactly. I've been with them.
The 1 year they made it to. The finals.
So but welcome to our very first NBA podcast, Ballin'
Out. You just shit on me?
Yes, we're going to shit Pelicans? On you all the time. We're joined by a special guest here on our very first episode.
You might have heard his voice going through a bit of that.
Jaden.
Jumped on top of
it. Introduce yourself. What's your name? Who's your mom? Where are you from?
My name's Jaden Weldon. I'm a proud Radri Dangadi Gumbenga man. Born and raised in Sydney.
And who's your team, bro?
I played for Southern Sabres down in Melbourne. Mm-hmm. So they set up this league called the NBL One.
They're kind of making it like
a feeder league into the NBL, yeah. Kind of like how they've got the G League over in the States for it.
Mm-hmm.
And
how's the season been going for that so far?
Oh man, last season my team actually came last. So it was a tough season.
Shout out to Sabres.
Shout out.
Looking like playing like the Pelicans.
And who's your NBA team?
My NBA team's Philly.
Oh.
That hurts me inside. After the game we're going to talk about today.
Yes, we got two games on the agenda for you today. We got New Orleans Pelicans versus Philadelphia from Saturday. Sydney time, Australia. It was actually a Friday night game in NBA, in the US. But we're coming to you live on Viceland on Saturday mornings, and this is the NBA games.
Well, it's a bit of a shifting beast. There will be mostly Saturday Sunday games, but depending on the schedule, it could be a Friday game.
Could be a Monday game as well. Like today.
Check your guides, but. If you want to watch it on NITV, the best channel
in the world,
in Australia,
in the world.
Tuesdays, 9:30, you can catch it on NITV.
PM.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, 9:30 a.m. You didn't specify.
Actually, that is true. It's 9:30 p.m.
It's not like when you say 2:30. You just got to assume p.m.
Catch the NBL, 9:30 p.m. on NITV on Monday nights.
And NBA, any NBA games on NITV?
Just said Tuesday, 9:30
NBL.
PM. Monday, 9:30 p.m.
Wait, so NBL Monday.
See, I'm confused
NBL
too.
NBL Monday.
Go on, put it together for us. Put that jigsaw puzzle together.
You said NBL Monday nights, 9 p.m. NBA Tuesday nights, 9:30 p.m.
There we go. That's how you got to be, just clear and precise, you know? All right, looking at the league.
Well, yeah, let's get into the league because it's actually been a really exciting league this year to start the league.
A couple of standout teams, but it's looking like a lot of contenders there for the NBA championship this year.
I want to talk about the Bucks.
You want to talk about the Bucks?
Yeah, bro.
Start talking about the Bucks then.
Well, I just think
Jaden, who's your pick for champions this year?
Uh, I got to go with Philly.
You got to go with Philly. Got to go with Philly.
I think the Lakers are just getting all this hype just to make it to the conference finals and lose to the Clippers.
I agree with that. 100%.
Yeah.
They're not a finals team.
All right, then. We'll
see. They're a playoff team. They're not a finals team.
Hey, where's New Orleans on this list, though? Our 14th
pick. I am being objective here.
So, we got Philly. We got... who you going for? Who's your pick?
I strongly with the Bucks, man.
I think you're going to say Toronto for a second.
No. One championship team. Never again.
Oh, Jesus. Mate, they're coming fifth.
It's all right. It's all right. But seriously, the Bucks, Giannis just tearing it up recently. I watched a game. Who was it? They're up by like 40. Like they were just, they're unbeatable. Streak of 18. No one's got that. Who's got that? No one got that.
I don't know.
Not even the Lakers.
They're on a win streak of 18. Yes. But Lakers are 14 and 1 on the road, but since that first road loss, they've been undefeated on the road.
Mate,
on the road though, come on now.
Like, the Lakers are a two-player team.
Yeah, still.
Two players.
We'll be right. Make it all the way.
Well, what happens if...
Kobe and Shaq were a two-player team. Still 1-3 back-to-back. We'll be right.
I just don't think... I agree. They're not going to get it past playoffs.
I think they'll make it to the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
But
the finals, conference finals.
Yeah, but
I'm looking forward to a Lakers versus Clippers conference finals.
Yeah, I think I reckon if they get to that point, Clippers would win.
I actually have a feeling it might be in the conference finals, Clippers versus Mavericks.
If the Mavs make it. Hats off to Luka. I reckon he's just...
He's tearing it up.
Team on his back.
We went to a...
up.
We went to a 2K shout-out. We went to
shout
the...
Shout-out to NBA 2K.
We went to the APAC finals.
Global championships.
Yeah, and...
Australia region.
Oh, that fella that won. He was using the Mavs.
Kerrison? No.
I don't remember.
Shout-out.
He tore it up using... using the Mavs against Houston Rockets, which top tier team in that game.
So they play the best out of three, sort of like State of Origin. So you get your teams chosen, and then you have to choose which team against your opposition.
Yeah, like can't use the same team twice.
And this guy from Korea, he chose... That's where he's from. His nationality.
What are
you laughing at? Jesus, Daniel. He chose, you know, Houston Rockets. And, hey, Houston against Mavs on, like, 2K. I'm picking Houston.
All the way.
10 times out of 10.
All the way.
But this fella came in with Dallas Mavericks.
I might have to go with Dallas.
Yeah, true.
You got Luka, who's just going to be
Luka,
like,
yeah.
And then you got Kristaps.
And in this game, though, this guy, he had just one move, pretty much. Like, he'd get Luka, top of the key on the three, and then he'd do a behind-the-back crossover, and it was just too overpowered. Like,
that's
it would
it.
Cross the defender up straight up, leave the whole key open, straight.
Every play.
Just cut straight in.
Yeah, so I don't even play 2K. I hate playing 2K.
Hey, come on now. Shout out 2K. Don't worry 2K. About that.
Sorry, 2K. Well, I love 2K. Thank you. I'm the best. Bring anyone on. Let's go. But yeah, Dallas Mavericks. I reckon they're a contender as well this year.
100%. 100%. So I think, conference finals, you got Clippers versus Mavericks and Bucks versus 76ers.
I want to see a Lakers versus... Clippers conference finals in the West. In the East, I'm thinking Philly and Bucks. That's who I'm going for.
Yeah,
I reckon.
And I reckon the Bucks will win that.
I reckon it'll be a Bucks and Lakers championship finals.
Nah, so this year's really like the first year in a while. It's been just it could really be anyone.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
You know, up until...
it's not going to be the New Orleans Pelicans, let me tell you.
It's not going to be Golden State either. So
we got like 10, we got like 8 different contenders, really.
I don't think
anybody expected Miami to be.
No, they're as well. Second on the Eastern Conference standings. Mm. 19 wins, 7 losses so far.
Yeah, and they're a really young team.
Shout out Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, no, he's playing well, eh?
Yeah, they're looking good. But once it gets to the playoffs, I think the young teams are going to struggle.
Yeah.
Philly, you know, they got better this year than last year.
They made the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Yeah, so and they lost on that shot on that.
Yeah, with Kawhi.
Yeah. You know, if that shot goes in, misses, then Philly wins the finals.
That would have been mad, though.
Game changer.
Yeah. Do you know who else is pretty good? I reckon it's got a chance. Bit of an underdog. Utah Jazz.
Ooh. Coming in hot. Shout out Joe Ingles.
He's great, man.
He's great. He'll be raining threes all day.
Dante Exum? He's playing for them, yeah? Off the bench.
Yeah, he's back. I mean, he's had a lot of injuries, I think.
Yeah.
Had a bunch of injuries.
Mm. Yeah, he's one of the guys that'll step in for the Boomers.
Yeah.
I think, too, for 2020.
Olympics, eh?
Yeah.
What's your pick for the Olympics, starting five?
Well, you saw who the head coach is, right?
No, who's it?
Brett Brown, Philly head coach.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that. That's cool.
Go on, man.
No, I think, the team that we just had that played in the World Cup, that wasn't even close to our strongest team that I think we could have had. Even just that team, they skipped out. I mean, Dang Adele missed out. He was playing for the Brooklyn Nets. Actually, I think he's in the G League now.
Yep.
Actually, he might have even got picked up by a team.
I think he did.
Yeah.
I think he did.
Yes, you got Dang, Jonah Bolden, who obviously stepped down for the World Cup. He'll be playing in the Boomers, I'm sure. Ben Simmons. Then you got like Thon Maker.
Yeah. Thon.
We have a starting five All Black team.
Yeah, we'll see Wallapat there somewhere, you know, too.
Spurs love you, mate.
Yeah. He was in Mexico, playing in the Mexico City NBA game. It was Spurs versus... can't remember the game. But my mate's there in Mexico at the moment.
Yeah,
went to it.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that game.
I think he just hit a game winner.
He hit the game winner too on it. In Mexico. So that was... Shout out Balapat there.
But we actually had a trivia question about him. Do you want to ask?
I was so cut. No, you go.
So, who did he get drafted for and played? Who was his first game team?
Wasn't that the question?
Who did he play first for? Oh.
Yeah, but
this guy. Trailblazers. Did he have any minutes on court?
He played it, but he was behind what's his name?
But that's like saying Kobe played for Charlotte.
Kobe did play for Charlotte.
Nah, but everyone calls him one team man. Lakers, bro.
Well, yeah. Patty is like
he's
a franchise player.
Yeah.
I mean, he was coming out of St. Mary's in college, like he was he had a lot of stock. Like he was killing it.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot the guy's name that he was coming off the bench for. Like that, Portland has some good players.
When did they get Dame Dollar? Like 2011? No, not 11. No, he's been there for a while now, eh?
Yeah, he's been there.
I reckon
Dame's probably my favorite player at the moment.
Lakers going to take it out this year.
Come on.
Lakers.
They're not.
Lakers going to be a 60-win team. You wait, bro. Wait.
I don't know. Like LeBron talking about he's not doing any load management this year.
Yeah, I know. I just saw that. He did an interview after that game just today. He said, if I'm healthy, I'm playing. Because
he's going to get injured.
He's like, there's little kids in the crowd that want to see him.
I mean, I hope he makes it, but like, yeah.
He's going to be done.
Year 17.
It's his last season.
This might be... Like, I can't remember the last time he won a
He's going to pull an ACL.
You better knock on ACL. You better shut up right now.
All right, shall we move into the first game?
Yes.
All right. The first game. New Orleans Pelicans, my team, playing the 76ers, your team. All right. Do you know what? This was an all right game for the Pelicans. I'm just going to say it. They were pretty close.
Sure. Like,
it doesn't reflect on the
109-116
final tally, but
7 points isn't that much.
It isn't.
But still.
But.
New Orleans is shit. Look, so what's that say about Philly if they only beat them by 7, though? So
yeah, exactly. Yeah, what happened? But
it's a long season. You got to remember that.
Yeah, you got to start.
We don't need to blow out every team.
It is a long season. I'll tell you what.
We can just get the dub.
Get the dub.
I was
my bench players to, you know, get in the game, get some confidence.
But this is exactly how my season started off in my career.
What?
2K20. I lost 30 games. 30 games with the Pelicans, and I'm like, right now, tonight, I'm going to go home and we're playing in the finals.
We're
in the final season. I don't know against who. We just beat the Rockets to advance through the conference. So
you got
to
chuck it on 12 minute quarters, and then
I've hit it up to 7. I didn't have
it
5.
You need to go 12 minutes. So then when your player's on, he's just balling out. Shout out to us, and then dropping 50 a game. You'd be right.
But yes, that's so Pelicans in with a chance still, especially after watching them play this game.
The chance for what?
I don't know.
What, to make top?
I'm just
to make,
holding
to make
on
to make 15 wins.
They're projected to make 20, so shut the hell up.
Well, they're 6-20 at the moment, so 14 more, and they'll be right.
They're not 6-20. I think they're 6-21.
Yeah, they're 6-20. You guys are in line with the Knicks.
Don't even. At least we're not Golden State Warriors, as it right at this very minute. 5-23. Mm-hmm. So, Helen Lorden of NITV, if you're listening, sucks to be you.
How you going then, Helen?
I don't know. Like, I can only talk. I want to talk about the Pelicans. Brandon Ingram,
yep,
obviously hasn't got a lot of weight on him, but he's up there. He's scoring for the Pelicans. I think JJ Redick has like the best 3-point stats in the league at the moment. It's like sitting around 44-45% for 3-pointers. So they've got a team here. Derek Favors just come back from injury. Okafor is, I don't mind that guy. Lonzo Ball is fixing up his shooting.
Yeah, his shot.
He's finally shooting like a proper. Like a proper baller. Like he what did he do? Bring it up from the hip and shoot from the left side?
It was a weird like shot.
All over the place.
It went in, so it was all right.
Well, it's not going in anymore because
he had to switch it up.
But once he's there, once Zion Williamson's back.
Mate, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, all right? So you'll be right.
Well, yeah, why? Why are they trying to fix it then?
Who knows? Wait.
Talking about Lonzo's shot?
Yeah,
Lonzo's shot.
It was, he had to fix it. I mean, like, he could get away with it off like, just catch and shoot, but he can't.
Just pull up.
To be able to, like, make moves and pull up, like, you got to get it off. So I think that's why. They definitely had to change it. But, yeah, no, looking at the roster, they got some good players. Like, Josh Hart, Jahlil Okafor, Drew Holiday. Like, Drew Holiday was, I think they were talking about him, like, as an all-star last season.
Yeah.
Obviously, just losing Anthony Davis is just... That's going to hurt.
Yeah, it's going to hurt. It's going to be good for us.
You even got, like, Brandon Ingram. I look at him like... almost like as a KD.
Like a KD, type. Yeah. But Ingram has always been that good, I reckon. Like, but he just didn't have much time to shine in the Lakers. Like, before they traded him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but it's probably good for his game too.
Yeah,
he had 32.
Yeah, 32 in this game. 26. 6 rebounds. Go on then.
10 from 17. Yeah, like,
but for such a small fella, he's carving it up.
Yeah, well, he's like 6'9" still.
Yeah, but see how thin he is?
Yeah, but
I feel like anyone touches him could break an arm.
Yeah, but that's the same as KD. Like,
yeah.
It's just once he...
just get them handles going.
Yeah, and he's got like a... It looks like he's developed a bit of a mid-range game. So, like, nobody... If you're defending him, how do you... Like, what do you do? Like, you just can't get to a shot.
Lanky baller.
Post up.
Yeah. So, the 76ers, Tobias Harris.
Yeah, Tobias led
He had an awesome game.
But, yeah, you know.
He was looking like an all-star.
I think they all did their part. Like, Joel led in the rebounds. Simmons was leading the assists. He also had 24 points with 11 assists. And Tobias is just a shooter. So shooters shoot. And he got 31 points. You know that, eh? Shooters got to shoot. Shoot your shot. All you're about there. Make sure you shoot. But yeah, Tobias was 12 from 20 on 60% there. And 1 from 3 from the 3. But that's what you do. Shoot is shoot, eh, bro?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. So I was just looking at the 3-point percentages because I love talking about JJ Redick.
Yep.
I want to be on his podcast.
Yawn.
Shout out. 60%. But I'm looking down at...
Yeah, JJ was 3 from 5 that game, yeah.
But
Josh Hart, my boy.
Yeah, he's good.
I'm missing him on the Lakers. He was a good shooter. That's what we need, you know. Shooters shoot. But we got a couple good shooters there. Anyway, said shooters too many times. Shoot your shot though. Shout out. Joel got 11 rebounds, 5 assists, couple of blocks and a steal there. One block, one steal. 24 points as well. So
Pell was
those sort of big three was doing all the things right, coming together. Got him the dub.
I think Pell broke him in that first half. He got 3 blocks. Like in quick succession too. Mm. He did block Ingram on a dunk.
Yeah. What was his name? Norvell Pell. Yeah. He got 2 blocks in a row in like the first quarter.
Yeah.
And it led to about 7 points.
So I don't think the Pelicans led at any point in this game. No. They did draw it at one point.
I think it was drawn, yeah.
But come on, guys. Jesus. I just want something. I want something to celebrate. Watching this game, because I knew they lost. I was watching a replay. It was painful. Painful. Shall we move on?
Hang on. I just want to talk about the free throw for the Pelicans as well.
No. That was horrible. If they had made their free throws, it would have been a different game.
But Brandon, JJ Redick, and Drew Holiday, they were all carving up on the free throws.
They were, but everyone else was missing them.
Yeah. Because they're shit. Nah. All right, moving
Jackson
on.
Jackson Hayes, what are you doing?
What was it?
25% on free throws.
That guy, he's a rookie though. Yeah, he's a big.
Okay, what about Okafor then? He's a big. 33%.
Okay. Yeah, Okafor doesn't have an excuse.
All right, moving on to today's game of Los Angeles Lakers versus Atlanta Hawks.
So something a little bit more recent, I guess.
Yep.
By the way, this might come out tomorrow.
Okay. So yesterday, for you not listening, thank you. We're on Monday.
We don't know when.
It's
we don't
Monday
know.
At the
it's,
moment.
It's Monday, Sydney time.
We'll always be coming to you on a Monday.
We'll record it on a Monday.
So stay tuned for it during the week. Maybe a Tuesday, hopefully. Depending on Dan. No, joking. Not joking.
So Atlanta Hawks, move on.
Yep. Los Angeles Lakers, 101.
So Hawks.
To 96.
Yeah. Before Atlanta we start, Hawks. Where are the Hawks at?
Hawks are 6-21.
No they good.
Bottom of the ladder, almost as good as your Pelicans, but not quite. They're actually above the Pelicans, I think.
I think they're about the same.
Oh, no, they're both 14th on the thing. But if your Pelicans are now 6-22, that means...
Because they lost again. No. This is recent.
This is updated. This is updated today. So they're both 6-21. Second last on their respective ladders.
Again, the Atlanta Hawks didn't do awfully against...
No, Lakers. They played really well as well.
They were at home, though.
Yep, at home game. For the Hawks, and I don't know, it was always drawn as well, like the Pelicans game, but there was never a clear time where Hawks were going to take the lead against the Lakers.
No.
Trae Young did all he could with the 30 points, and everyone around him was less than 12. If that team wins a game, it's because of him.
Yeah, I mean, the only way they win at the moment is if he has like 40 or 50 points.
It's a bit ridiculous. You need two players on 30 plus each, like Lakers. Yeah. So, like,
no, no, hold on. Let's have a look at the Lakers.
Yeah.
There's what? LeBron James.
Yep.
And Anthony Davis.
69 points between
That's
them.
It. That's yeah, it. Yeah.
We'll be right.
Nah, you guys, Lakers have got to have, they've got a squad.
Like, we just, our, like, Kuzma's out. Who else?
No Cook one cares play. About Kuzma.
Kuzma can shoot, though.
No, he can't, because LeBron James and Anthony Davis are making all the points.
No, they got assist tallies that they throw out to Kuzma and Avery Bradley, but they're both injured.
Wait, Avery's not injured.
Avery has a hairline fracture on his...
He played 23 minutes.
Hey, look out. Go on, then he's back. I thought he was still injured.
Did you not watch this game?
No, I did. I actually didn't see him.
He was there for 23 minutes, but according to these, to this... Yeah, no one saw him.
Only three
Not
three
even
points.
His teammates saw him.
3 points. No one's seen him out there. Jesus. 4 fouls on him too. Far out. Come on, bro. You got to pick up that's the game.
That's probably why I didn't see him. It was probably in foul trouble.
It was foul trouble. They kept him on the bench.
Yeah, but no, the Lakers are just so big. They're like,
yeah.
It's so hard to match up with them.
One thing I do like about the Lakers is they've got that old school kind of play mentality. They're not all trying to shoot threes.
Yeah, they were dominating in the paint that game.
I love it when a team dominates in the paint.
I don't know the stats the here, but it came up on the screen. They were like, at halftime, 38 points in the paint to 18 for Atlanta. And I thought that was a big stat. Like, that was just at halftime, though. Up 20 points in the paint. Imagine letting that much points. There was this mad pass from... LeBron to Dwight Howard.
Yeah, I saw that.
LeBron went through the legs behind the back, like, and Dwight did his old, like, Superman dunk pretty much. Like, when he did the dunk contest. Make sure you watch it on NITV or SBS On Demand, because that was a good game.
Yeah, so Anthony Davis and LeBron, are they averaging a double-double?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, yep.
They're just dominating at the moment.
They both got 13 rebounds.
When they run that little pick and roll, it's just so hard to guard LeBron coming off that. Any type of pass he can make, because it's so big.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then when you've got someone like Anthony Davis just rolling to the hoop, it's so hard to guard.
Anthony is so, like Goodway's long as well.
Yeah,
like,
he is. Yeah, yeah. Goodway's.
Always Goodway's. But that reach on him, he can block anything.
Yeah.
That was one point.
He don't even need to jump, yeah.
He was marking up on Trae Young at one point. I was like, bro, that's not fair. Come on now.
you got to put a handicap on him.
You can't do that.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Like, as much as I hate the Lakers, they got two good players there.
They got two of the best. They're like top five.
The best.
They got two really good players. They got like two Hall of Famers. And then they've got, you know, Rondo. Like, you got guys who just really play their role.
Yeah. Dwight Howard coming back to the Lakers, playing his role. 7 rebounds there. He's carving up. And he had the 1-from-1 shot. So he's a role player, bro. Doing his thing. 100%. That field goal percentage there.
Yeah, I mean, then you got like Danny Green, is really just strictly a shooter. He went 0-for-5.
Yeah, he was a bit disappointing for me.
him and Avery Bradley are two like elite defenders as well. So, I mean, they got a pretty good like full round team, but I still just don't think they're gonna make it to the finals.
look at Jared Dudley's stats.
Yeah, he's not even there to play. He's just there to like to lift morale.
He's getting like 15 high fives and
being a good teammate.
20 claps a game.
he had 0 points, 0 assists, 0 rebounds,
4 fouls, 1 steal.
One steal.
At least he got that steal good on him.
He didn't take a shot.
He didn't put a shot up.
In 16 minutes.
He must have, but he's Plus and minus is zero. Wow.
Yeah, so like, he was just there to...
He was just there to set screens and do his role, bro. Jesus. All right, moving on.
Moving on?
Moving on.
You don't want to talk about the Lakers no more? That's good.
Yeah, because that's we
good. Won. Oh, I didn't, see, and then you got Quinn Cook, who didn't even play.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. Like, we got a couple of shooters that aren't playing.
Yeah, because they don't have to.
Exactly.
They could go to sleep for the rest of the season. No one's going to care.
Show up. Playoffs will be right.
No, but in all seriousness, good on the Lakers for not playing everyone else's game, I guess.
Yeah, they're doing their thing, going hard in the paint. They're lucky. Everyone else is lucky that Boogie is injured this season. Otherwise, that game over. Shut the gate. Just straight up.
Do they even have salary caps for this? Jesus Christ.
They don't need it. But imagine
no, Boogie. They do. They definitely do need it.
Boogie, AD, and LeBron, all healthy in their prime.
Yeah, Boogie's on a... I think he'd be on like a 1-year deal. Yeah. Like, he wouldn't be on much. He'd be on like one meal, like a couple meal for the year.
Yeah. This is strictly a championship they're trying to buy.
Yeah, I mean, he's coming... And he just did, what, his ACL or something?
Yeah.
Just after the Achilles.
Yeah.
Well, I think
it's terrible.
They're trying to buy it, but there's a few teams here that are gonna
a lot of contenders.
I think gonna upset them.
Go on then.
Waste all that money.
Waste our money. Whose money? What, Royal Commission into the Lakers? Check the salary cap.
All right, we'll move on.
Yeah.
Then
yesterday, Sunday the 15th in Cairns. What is it? The National.
The Australian Indigenous Basketball.
That's it.
The tournament.
Tournament kicked off, tipped off. And Jaden, you got any words on that you want to talk about?
I think whenever you see like events like this, I just think it's great. Not just for the sport, but for the community. Like, I think they said there's like something like 60 teams playing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids. So, yeah. When that many people come together, I think it's great. And it just shows where I think the game's going.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of black fellas coming up, like young black fella basketball players coming up. I think things like this are just going to keep encouraging more players to take it serious. And
well, what's the like age groups they start from? Under 14s or?
I think it'd be like under 14s.
Feel like open sort of thing or?
Yeah.
Have you ever played in the tournament up there? No.
Nah. We were going to put a team in, like me, Davo, like just a couple
shout
of
shout out Davo, Hickey.
Yeah. shout out Davo.
We like giving shout outs on the show.
Yeah, because we mob, Nick.
As you know, he's down with Southeast Melbourne Phoenix.
Southeast Melbourne, yep.
So he wouldn't have been able to, to commit to it. Thing, yeah, yep. So we just... didn't worry about it.
Yeah. And earlier in the year, in about July, when the World Cup was on, you were in the Indigenous Australian team.
Yeah. So that was around like middle of August. They organised a team for so each year they have like a tournament over in New Zealand. I think next year it'll be in Hawaii, where like
they
look out.
They play against a different like. They have like a Maori team over there.
All right, so like different Indigenous teams.
Yeah. Versus so, we had
Indigenous
a game.
All-stars.
Yeah, pretty much. This year in August we had a game against Kingdom of Hawaii. Oh, nice. And then that was like earlier in the week. Then we played the Curtain Raiser game against them again for the Australia versus the USA team down at Marvel Stadium.
Yeah.
Nice. How'd you guys go?
We won the so like
obviously
yeah we won but it was just an amazing experience. Like Patty came down to watch. We had a bunch of people there who just been around the game from the early days. It was just to be able to go in like a stadium like Marvel Stadium was just huge. Playing in there is just it's crazy.
And where did you watch the actual game from when the Australia versus USA? Where were you sitting when you watched it?
I don't know, we're pretty close.
Because I heard there was pretty like messed up with the
pretty
seating.
Pretty terrible
range.
Seats.
Oh, no. Yeah, we went down on the like the little stools. Yeah. We're in the stands, yeah.
Did you see old mate Russell Crowe there?
Nah.
Getting all mad?
Russell Crowe, put on Twitter. Comment,
yeah. Nah, the seats were, they were bad. They were, yeah.
Shout out Marvel Stadium. Don't do that again. Okay.
Where would you recommend like something like that in Australia should be?
Like a basketball event.
Yeah.
Like that.
What's the best stadium you reckon that could hold capacity for that?
Like I don't know. Like that was a good stadium to have it, mm-hmm. but they probably just could have done better with it. But in Sydney we really don't have.
Too many stadiums.
That many options, yeah.
I still
like
reckon
Kudos or what? Like
yeah, Kudos Bank Arena.
Yeah, that'd be the.
That would have been good.
Mainly.
How much does that hold? Like 50,000?
I'd say so. Something around that.
50, 60. Anyway. Yeah, I went and saw Childish there. Anyway, moving on. And yeah, you're playing for the Melbourne Sabres. No, sorry. The
Sabres.
Sabres.
I played for them last season. Playing for Werribee.
Werribee, yeah. Yep. When's the season start for you, like in the NBL one?
So the preseason starts in about a month, so like January 19th, 20th. But this actual season won't start until March, like end of February.
And you head back in January for preseason.
Yeah.
What's the comp looking like this year for your new team?
They didn't go too well last season either, but I think we're going to have a pretty good, solid team.
Like hey, they got a man.
New coach.
Point guard there
too. New point guard. Yeah.
New starting point guard.
You're going to average double-doubles?
10 turnovers, 10 off.
No, well, I need to have a season where I put up some numbers.
Yep.
I'm trying to make a break into the NBL.
Mm-hmm.
I think it really just comes down to now there's so many, you know, the basketball in Australia is getting so much better that there's so many players, especially guards.
Yeah.
That you just got to, it's getting to that point where you just got to put up numbers to try and make a name for yourself.
Yeah.
Well, talking about how big it's getting, didn't the NBL recently saying they're getting bigger numbers than the A-League?
I don't know.
Like there was a Kings game that broke attendance records.
Oh, that'd be hectic.
And now they're claiming that they're better than the A-League.
Basketball in general, I think, is just it's becoming a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like in the States, it is for sure. They're talking about like the basketball versus NFL, and because you know the kids are so there's so much more risk in football that so many more kids are just playing basketball, so it's just growing. Then you know like NBL is just doing so much. You know this is the first year they've got that. The Next Stars initiative where they brought LaMelo down.
Yep.
LaMelo ball down.
Shout out Illawarra.
Yeah. So like
come on our show.
Yeah, come on. Come on. LaMelo, come on here.
Yeah. Yeah, so like all the records for like views and stuff, that's all based off things like that. Yeah.
So who's your team? Who's your team to take it out this year?
The NBL.
The NBL?
Yeah, bro.
I'd love Southeast Melbourne just to take it out just because Davo's on the team. But the Kings are looking really solid.
They're looking unbeatable.
Yeah, they just added Xavier Cooks as well. So, I mean, I think they're going to be hard to beat.
It's either them or the Wildcats.
Okay. Yeah, I guess you can't really go past Perth or Melbourne United because they're always there at the end of the season, but at the moment it's looking like the Sydney Kings are pretty dominant.
Yeah. Look, weird fact though, highest rated games on both Viceland and NITV, always Wildcats games.
Really?
Yeah. Don't know why. Crazy mob up in? No.
What? Perth.
Perth, bro.
Okay, but basketball is pretty big in Perth because they don't even play rugby league over there.
Yeah,
AFL, but
it's got AFL and
obviously they're like games where you jump.
He's trying to find the games this weekend on Viceland.
Tell them, Greg. Tell them.
I'm seeing on Thursday we got New Zealand Breakers versus Adelaide NBL at 12 p.m.
Do you know what? I don't mind the New Zealand Breakers, eh?
They're going alright, eh?
Yeah.
And right. That's at 12 p.m. After that, at 2 p.m., we got Southeast Melbourne, shout out Davo, versus Cairns Taipans.
Do you know what? I'm going to now specifically watch that game. I reckon we preview, any of Davo's games.
Yeah, we go. We're going to watch Davo.
Yeah. I mean,
we just criticize him.
He's a development player. He doesn't really get much court time. He's a development player, yeah. But he's on the roster, so like.
But every time he does get court time, we just criticize the fuck out of him. I don't know him. Which is why it's easier.
On the Friday, we got NBA on SBS Viceland, 12:30 p.m. Nets versus Spurs. So, Bala Pat will be coming through there on Friday.
I don't mind the Nets either.
Yeah.
If I wasn't going for the Pelicans, it would probably be the Nets.
Why? Because KD went there?
No. Well...
Kyrie's still injured, I think.
So. Yeah, he's still sick. He's still having a holiday.
He's chilling. He's on Christmas break. we haven't been using it. Also in the Friday, no, this is Friday at 3 p.m. NBL game, Illawarra versus Melbourne. And then 5:30 p.m. is New Zealand versus Southeast Melbourne. So Davo going back to back. 2 days in a row. on Saturday, we got NBA. That's the Nets versus Spurs again. Replay if you missed it. But also at 5:30 p.m. is Brisbane Bullets versus Sydney Kings.
That would be a good game.
I
thought I saw a Brisbane player on the weekend, but it turned out to be Josh Dugan.
Josh Dugan. This bloke crazy. Yeah, Dugan was at the 2K. Global Championship.
I don't know why.
Shout out to him. Why would you think Dugan? Well, how do you not recognize Josh Dugan though?
It was dark.
It wasn't that dark.
It was dark and I was hungover.
Oh, I was worse. Come on now.
he seems to know a lot about.
Yeah, he knew a lot about. I reckon 2K he's gonna basketball, bro.
Josh
Dugan.
I reckon he's gonna put some shoes on. He's gonna.
A lot of people are like 2K fanatics. Yeah.
Yeah, he was just chilling in the VIP bit there. Like, we got the passes to go and watch the games. And he was, just chilling back, like...
Just having fun?
Yeah, spinning mad yarns, talking about the games, like, reviewing it. He was like, nah, I shouldn't have done that. And I was like... He's like, saw someone like run off. He was like, that's bait. Then that dude got the steal after he baited him. Anyway, on Sunday, we got NBL... Illawarra versus New Zealand. Might be a good game, but New Zealand might win that one, I reckon.
Still, go to Hawks.
And then following that at 5 p.m., it's Cairns versus Adelaide. And that's the last game for the weekend. Monday isn't showing up, so I don't know about the NBA.
Well, we'll fill you in. Just check your guide.
Just check us out, mate.
Follow the link here. No, you can't see the link.
No link.
But what I've just learned. Fuck. Like.
Fuck.
What I've just learnt is that if you're an NBA, if you're a basketball fan, Viceland and NITV is a place to be.
Hey, that is a true fact.
True God.
True God. The truest. Well, I'm pretty sure that's all we got for you today.
That is it.
Jaden, my cuz, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Go on, Braz. You've been listening to NITV's Balling Out. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Grace McCarthy Grogan.
And I'm Daniel Gallagher.
Later, then.
Peace. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
Cut that shit.